Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It is hard in Chicago to open a newspaper and not see a story about Eddie Johnson, the Chicago police chief who was fired by Mayor Lightfoot after being found by police asleep in his car. He had been driving home from dinner with enough drink to cause him to stop and doze off. Because he was their chief, the cops on the street treated Eddie Johnson, you might say, kind of tenderly. They did not order him out of his car or walk to a line or take a breathalyzer. That was 8 months ago, and the incident still is front page. It's been investigated by the city inspector general, who issued a report to the mayor, who is now resisting demands by the media to tell us what's in the report. What was said that night by the cops and the chief? She says the Freedom of Information Law requires her to make the report public only if it involves a death or a felony crime, which she says it does not. Eddie Johnson was a very good chief of police, highly respected and well-liked by the rank and file, and by many city officials and Chicago residents. What the media wants is another uncomfortable, embarrassing, splashy story about Chief Johnson getting a break from police. I'm in the media, a reporter who strongly believes in freedom of information. About Eddie Johnson, I'm thinking, enough already. His 31 years of a praiseworthy record and contribution to the city have earned him and now entitled him to some peace and quiet. I say leave him alone. Get off his back. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.